You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The term 1 in 100 year event is often used to describe extreme weather events such as last year's Cyclone Gabrielle. However, the term can generate misconceptions about probability and change the way the public reacts to such events. I speak to Lecturer of Emergency Management at Massey University's Joint Centre for Disaster Research, Dr. Lauren Vinnell, about the term and the consequences of its use. What is the term 1 in 100 year event usually used to describe?
So we usually use the term 1 in 100 year event to talk about an event of a particular scale. So for example, a cyclone could be a 1 in 100 year event, but not all cyclones will be a 1 in 100 year event. It's about a particular intensity threshold being crossed. So how often would we expect an event of a certain scale to occur?
What are the issues with using a term like this?
We know from previous research that if we tell people something like we expect this event once in 100 years, they will assume that the event is more likely towards the end of that time window. So they think it'll be 100 years from now rather than at some point within the next 100 years. And this could affect, you know, people's preparedness actions for that event.
So instead of using the term, I guess, one in 100 year event, what alternatives could we use to counteract this?
So the alternative that we use quite often is talking about probabilities. So a 1 in 100 year event is basically equivalent to saying that there's a 1% chance of it occurring within any given year. So this is better in that it makes it really clear that, you know, it could be this year that it happens. And it also means that it's clearer that just because the event happens one year, it could still happen again the next year. Another problem with a 1 in 100 year event framing is that people might think, okay, we've experienced this event, we'll be safe for another 100 years. The benefit of talking about probability is that it doesn't change based on whether an event has occurred the previous year. I guess one reason why we don't just use probabilities is that we know they're a little bit easier for people to discount. So if we say 1 in 100, it's a matter of, you know, when, not if. But if we say 1% chance in any year, it might be easier for people to think, okay, 1% is close enough to 0%. I don't need to worry about this, which is why maybe we should be using both terms until we can find a better alternative.
Sort of with that, when you were talking about there could be a 1 in 100 year event like 2 years in a row, there seem to be more and more 1 in 100 year events recently. Is the frequency of these events changing?
So I don't think the science is particularly settled in terms of whether the frequency of things like cyclones is increasing, but we know that the intensity is increasing. So we are probably going to be seeing more of these events that are big enough that we would classify them as something like a 1 in 100 year event. So when we talk about these averages like 1 in 100 years, it's quite often based on the climate record, so what we've seen in the past, as well as, you know, maybe modelling data of what we might expect. And we know that climate change is affecting global and local weather patterns.
That was Massey University's Dr. Lauren Vinnell speaking about issues with the term 1 in 100 year event.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.